From the 88.5 GPB Atlanta newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Former gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams is hinting at a potential run for Senate in 2020 against Republican Senator David Perdue. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, last night she continued her thank you tour across the state.
Fresh off her much-talked-about Democratic response to the president's State of the Union address, Stacey Abrams has continued to push for what she calls a fair voting system in Georgia. After her speech in Gwinnett, Abrams told reporters that a run for Perdue's seat next year is a real possibility.
I really fundamentally disagree with his ideology and his behavior, and so that is one of the reasons I'm giving very strong consideration to running for the Senate, because I think we need a senator who reflects the needs and the values of Georgia, and I do not believe he's serving all of Georgia.
Perdue defeated Democrat Michelle Nunn in 2014 to first win the seat. Abrams says she'll make a final decision on her political future by next month. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
A former Atlanta City employee has been cited for violating state open records law. Attorney General Chris Carr says two citations have been filed against Jenna Garland. Garland was press secretary under former mayor Kasim Reed. Carr says an investigation found on two occasions that Garland advised a spokeswoman for the city's Department of Watershed Management to delay providing information to WSB-TV. A multi-year federal investigation of corruption at City Hall has led to a number of arrests and prison sentences for former city officials over the past few years. A bill to allow the growth of hemp has been filed at the state capitol, as GPB's Ross Terrell reports.
The recently passed federal farm bill included a provision legalizing the cultivation of industrial hemp, but states get to decide what hemp is. Tom McCain leads Peachtree Normal, an advocacy group pushing to legalize marijuana.
If you plant 7 acres and your neighbor says, hey, Sheriff, old Tom over there, he's growing some hemp or growing some marijuana, then you're going to get arrested because hemp does not exist in Georgia.
McCain says it doesn't exist because hemp and marijuana are both cannabis. Georgia hasn't defined the difference between the two. The legislation does that based on levels of THC, which for hemp must be below 0.3%. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
The TV station that many Atlantans grew up watching is set to get a new owner soon. According to Reuters, Apollo Global Management is close to acquiring Cox Enterprises' 14 TV stations, including WSB, the company's Atlanta affiliate. Apollo and Cox are reportedly nearing a $3 billion agreement for the stations that could be announced later this week.